So, as one saw in the film, the lay community come to the monastery on a weekly basis for the lunar observance day, and I thought I'd give a reading. Again, it's sort of the in terms of lay practice and for in Thailand, they could easily follow, say, the lunar cycle. But many of the people who lived in town, I mean, if you lived in the countryside, it was quite easy. If you lived in town or if you were a civil servant, then you had to follow a sort of a Western calendar. But these observance days have always, from the time of the Buddha, have formed a basis of the opportunity for the lay people to come, practice, keep precepts in the monastery, receive teachings, and so that, say, here in Vaigiri, we do that with the lunar observance days, but then also we've turned Sunday into an afternoon of practice and teaching together as well. Used to be Saturday night, but then with this new hall, I said, okay, Sunday afternoon, we've got a place to put people now if they come. So I'd just like to read about Observance Day. The weekly lunar observance day was the day that Lumpa encouraged his lay supporters to come to the monastery and receive teachings. Many would arrive in time to offer the morning meal and not leave until dawn of the following day. During this 24-hour period, Lumpa would give two Dhamma talks, one in the morning and a long, sometimes very long, one at night. During the day, people would rest, read Dhamma books, meditate, sweep leaves. Their numbers would grow in the evening as those who had been working during the day arrived. In the morning, all the lay community would formally request the 8 precepts for the duration of their stay in the monastery. This entailed, amongst other things, abstaining from food after midday, dressing in simple modest clothes, everyone wore white, and refraining from wearing makeup and jewelry. Every observance day, the monastic community would spend the whole night meditating in the Dhamma hall. The lay men and lay women would join them. Lumpa recommended that those who could not find time to go to the monastery should, nevertheless, make the observance day a day to give special attention to their actions and speech, and to devote time to reflection and inner cultivation. He advised them to refrain from all entertainments for the day, give up their evening meal, and sleep alone on the floor, using the time freed by such renunciation to study Dhamma and to meditate. If they could not manage every observance day, then they should at least try on the two big ones, the full moon and the dark moon days. And this is a quote. There are 30 days in a month. Divide them up. Give 26 to the world and 4, the half moon, full moon, and dark moon days, to the monks. For these 4 days every month, try to get to the monastery. There you can take a rest from worldly activities and keep pure sila. On these 4 days, you don't make any bad karma. 4 days, that's all. More than 4, and nobody would want to take it on. As lay people, I understand that it's normal to create bad karma at times, but the Buddha asked you to refrain for at least 4 days a month. If you find the time every month, then in 2 months, that's 8, and in a year, a lot of days. But if you make every day into a people day, an ordinary day, how are you ever going to truly flourish as a human being? How will your mind ever be radiant and know the way things are if you don't practice, if you don't make the time? It's not possible. Entering the monastery, and this is back into the comment. Entering the monastery, all worldly matters were to be left outside. No gossiping about family or work or local scandals was to be tolerated. The elders were encouraged to be good examples to the younger members of the group. And this is a quote from Lopal again. Those of you who want to smoke or chew betel nut, go outside the monastery gate. In the morning, after you've taken the 8 precepts, had your meal, listened to a Dhamma discourse, then go out and practice walking meditation. After that, you can take a short nap, but don't let it be for very long. After a suitable time, get up promptly and do some sitting meditation. Following your evening bath, go to the hall and practice sitting meditation for a while longer before evening chanting. After chanting, relax for a short while, but don't chat. This was a time to put effort into practice. And quote again. Coming to listen to a talk on Observance Day, it's not enough to simply turn up at the monastery. Just as a cloth has to be clean before it can absorb any dye, so each person coming to the monastery should prepare themselves in the right way. They should dress themselves in clean and appropriate clothing, cleanse their actions and speech, and make a determination to cleanse their mind, to make it ready to receive the Dhamma. Lumpa's Dhamma talks were eagerly awaited by the local villagers. And this is a quote from one of the villagers. Sometimes he wouldn't talk for so long. After a certain time, he would say, "From now on, pay attention to a silent discourse." And he would start to meditate there on the Dhamma seat. We'd sit there waiting, but he wouldn't say anything more. The first time, I was drowsy and wanted to sleep, but I didn't dare with him still seated up there, and so I ended up sitting right through the night. In those days, Lumpa gave marvelous talks. If you missed one of his talks, you felt hot and dry inside. You never felt bored when he spoke, even if it was something you'd heard many times before, because he always had new ways of saying it that were worth listening to.